Antonio, please.
Thank you so much, Maurizio. Just to address the issue of coordination, I fully agree with OCHA as just said. Coordination is always a recurrent issue in the UN system. But in fact, I think that the challenge that we are confronted with is to understand the broad scope of impacts of climate change in a number of different areas of action of the system. I remember that when I started speaking about the impacts of climate change in human mobility 3 years ago, some people told me, please don't bring that poisonous issue of migration to our discussions on climate change. And the evidence is there today. The link between the impact of climate change and human mobility is undeniable. And it goes beyond humanitarian issues, indeed. It generates humanitarian crises, but it puts up there, on top of the agenda, the need to find solutions, both in terms of adaptation, mitigation, building resilience. But whenever movement is unavoidable, when people have to be relocated or to migrate, we need to focus on solutions for those who are forced to be displaced. And this is essentially a development issue. And if you see the urbanization movement in a number of places, you will see that people are moving from rural areas to urban areas because of climate change, mainly because of climate change. And you need to find solutions for those people. The ambassador of Zimbabwe was asking us, how do you incorporate traditional knowledge and traditional culture? That is a critical issue, I must say. And in fact, adaptation means entering into a dialogue with the communities to explain to them that most probably some of their traditional agriculture crops are no longer viable due to the irreversible impacts of climate change. And this is not just an economic issue. It's a social issue, it's a cultural issue. And that dialogue at community level is critical. And that's where the dialogue and the coordination needs to take place. So as Rocha has said, the role of the resident coordinator is extremely important. IOM on its side, I would say that 30% of our programs, roughly $1 billion a year, are directly or indirectly linked with disaster risk reduction and climate change. But those programs are not just exclusively focused on climate change. They incorporate climate change in the internal displacement agenda or in the migration, safe, orderly, and regular migration as components of the adaptation strategy. And this requires a number of stakeholders and actors, humanitarian, definitely, but also development, the civil society, the private sector, and above all, I think, the local communities. Let me just conclude by one remark. The difficulty of finding common ground is because the COP dialogue is very much oriented by environmental ministers, ministers of environment. And that's right. It is an environmental issue. But the issues linked to climate change go far beyond environment. They need to have the financial sector on board, the international financial institutions, the World Bank, the regional development banks. But they also need to have social affairs ministers at the table. And this all-of-government approach, and this is the point where I send the ball back to you, member states, this all-of-government approach is also a question of coordination. And it's up to you to make sure that you have this comprehensive view on the issue when we discuss them at international level. Thank you.